We are on Daf, Samach and Medalev, the Mishnah, Abyudahima, Lehalik, Achenveni, Kloyes, Vegoisim, Letinoikis. The Chenveni should not give out Kloyes, Vegoisim, roasted grains, walnuts, Letinoikis, Bibnei, Shuhu, Margilon, Lovoy, Etzloy. So this is taking away from the Parnose of his competitor. Chachomim Matirim. The Chachomim hold its mutter, and we'll see why in the Gemara. V'lo yivchois es ha-shar. He should not, there was a shar kavua that everyone used to sell more or less at one price. And then one person wants to lower the price. Mibnei shu this is also a being mitkapeach the business from his competitor. Chachamim oimrim zocher latayv. He's doing a good thing. I saw they bring down from the Chassam Sofer Masechtas Beyim that we're speaking about that this person is poiches the shah. He's taking less profit, but with this less profit, it's also shaykh to do business. You're not getting so much profit. But if by selling at ridiculous prices, that the whole musig of mischor is not possible anymore, so then this is also, says Mamish is being mafsid. He's mafsid the competitor. We can't say the competitor should do the same because then mischa will become bottle. So that means this is just making the profit a little smaller, but it is shaykh that the moichim should still have panosa, and the loichim are gaining with this cut in price. Umaydim. No, I skipped over. Chomim, I'm zochel atayv. Layover es hagrisim divrei abashol. Now, grisim are types of beans which were split in two, and they have psoilus. So, abashol said that this is a misleading act by taking being boirer, the psoilus from the grisim. So that is true that there's less psoilus if he's selling, let's say, a pound of grisim, and he was boirer the psoilus, so that is true that there's more grisim and there's no psoilus. This is a clean pound of grisim, and therefore, he's selling it for more, but normally the shteiger was the one who sold a grisim muvorores, it charged a much greater price for it. That means if we will take into consideration that there is X amount of psoilus in the normal pound of grisim, and there's less of psoilus, so there's more grisim in a pound of grisim of borores, but al kaponim, the price that he is charging is much more than the added grisim which are in the pound. So therefore this is misleading. This is misleading the customer. Divrei Abishol, v'chachomim matirim. We'll see the reasons in the Gemara. Umoidim, but afilu the chachomim who are umoidim, that a person is permitted to sell grisim of uroreis, umoidim shelo yover malpi megoire, she'eina elo kegoinev esa ayin. But if it'll only be boire the top layer, that means he has a full megoire of grisin she'ena mevuroreis. But the top layer is mevuro. So this is a gneiva zayin. That means it looks like that which is being sold is grisim mevorores, and it's not true. It's only the top layers mevorores. The rest of the megure is grisim with psilos. Ein mefachesin es ha'odom. Person is not permitted to die. An Eved Knani, we'll see. V'leyes ha'behema, leyes ha'kelim. That means that he's doing pu'ules that they look much more choshuv than they really are. So what does Rashi say? V'leyivcheis es ha'shal. Rabbi Yehuda holds that one is not permitted to charge cheaper, limka bezel, bibnei shemargil loveyetzloi, because by doing this, he is margil that more customers will come by him, umekapeyach mezeines chaveiroi, so he's taking away from the business of his competitors, so he's not allowed to do this. Zocho letoiv, shemitoich kach, since if you are lowering the price, hoitzre peres moichen bezoil. Usually the hoitzre peres, they hold on to their peres, and when, after the market will be sold, and there'll be a minimum amount of peres left, then they'll sell their peres for a more expensive price, because now the market is finished with. But if the peiris will be sold bezoil, so the Eitzrei peiris are afraid if they're going to hold on to their peiris and sell it at a later time for more expense, they won't get customers. People are now buying in large quantities because of the cheap price. So because of that, they'll also lower the price. So zocho latoif. I mean, it's a case used to hike the price because when they sold it, there was not too much left on the market. So they sold for a higher price, and like this, they'll sell it before. Grisin, poilin, grusais, perichayim, achas, lishtayim, poilin that are split in half. Since by removing the psoilus, so now the grisim look very nice. Mala al demayim harbe midmeya psoilus shenotal mehem. So really he's overcharging. It looks like you have grisim without psoilus. So he's overcharging. And this, the price is much more than the true value. That means Philo will take into consideration that the psoilus was removed and there's more grisim in this megure, but the price he's charging is much more than the grisim he's acquiring. He should not make a partial breire lamaila on top of the megure, just takes off the psoilus. Lahareis yofeis, that they should look good. But it's a deceiving act because the many customers will not realize that the only psoilus that were taken off from the smegur were the top layer, and in reality they're getting roiv of the smegur with psoilus. V'shein ele kegoyne v'shayim v'breiras v'mefachasin v'forsh b'gmore v'yesodom eved knani ho'oimed limocher, an eved knani that is oimed limocher. That's a odom that should not be, one should not be mafachesim, that means we'll see in the Gemara what the tzir is. My tamayu derabonon. Derabonon acholik rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said one should not to tell for the Tinaikis Kloyes Vegoizim, because this is taking away the business from his competitor. V'chachomim matirim. Chachomim amatir. So what's the time of the chachomim? The omalei, he can tell his competitor, ano mafligna emgoizi, I'm giving out for free walnuts. But Polak Shiski, you can give out plums. So that means that way you also have the same capability of attracting customers. So Mamela, so that's not called I'm taking away from you. So Mamela, that's why it's Mutter. Vlayifrei says Hashar, he should not cut down the normal price. V'chachomim oimrim zocho latoiv, my time with the Rabbonim, v'shum dekomar v'ch letaro. They're making a cheaper price. V'yitzre peiris yiru shohuzlo v'yimkru bezer. So that means, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, by lowering the price, even though we were not lemaisa taking away the parnosa of the Seichrim, that means they're just getting, we're minimizing their profit, but they can still exist, and the Leichrim can benefit a little bit, but it's not, we're not being mazik in your side, any of these two parties. I mean, inside the Seichrim can exist with a lower profit, inside the Leichrim are gaining that they don't have to pay so much profit. V'leyover es agrisim divrei abishol, v'chomim matirim. Man chachomim Rabbi Yache. Nisani Rabbi Yache mater v'dovo hanire. Mater v'dovo hanire, so Rashi says, alo yochel lakech lireis olohovim. That means he sees all the other stores they have, they sell, let us speak our language, they sell almonds with a shell. And this person is selling shell diamonds. So halayochal olakech liris olahovin mad mei hapsoilus hanira hanivra meelu sheyeshnoi ba'acherim. He can figure out that the other stores are paying also for the psoilus, for the shells. Meelu sheyeshnoi. The psalus that was nivra from this megura, he can figure out how much psalus there is and what he's gaining, that now he's getting shell diamonds. So he knows, he can figure out what he's gaining. So even though the price is much more than the gain that he's getting shell diamonds, but he sees what he's getting, and it's worthwhile for him to pay more than the true value. He's getting a service. That means the person who took off the psoilus from the grisim, that's a service that he did. So he's not only giving him more grisim, he's giving him a grisim that that there was a tircha that was done in order to supply him with the grisim out of psoilus. So the lekeach realizes what he's paying for and what he's getting, and there's no way if the lekeach feels it's worthwhile to give more money to have this revach, so that's not called he's overpaying. Ein mefarches in loyes odom leisabein v'leis akelem. Tone rabbonim. Ein misharbetin es habehema. Now, misharbetin is a pu'ula that the hair of the behema sticks out. And so when one looks at the behemoth, it seems it's stouter because the all the hair is sticking out. Bein neifchem bekirbayim, and if you're selling intestines, you shouldn't blow them up because it looks like is more than he's really getting. And one is not permitted to soak the meat in water. It seems the meat was mislabin. It lost its redness and had a whiteness in it, and it seems this whiteness looked that there was more fat in the meat, which it seems Bisman Chazal was a plus. And really, there's not so much fat, and the whiteness came about because the meat was soaked in water. So all these three things are actions which deceive the purchaser. Well, that's why it's also. My aim misharbatin hocha tagimu maya dechizre. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says misharbatin loshin sharbat kimaforish lekamei shezoikeif seyor habahima. The seyor of the behemoth juts out, sticks out. Kisharbet sheteiroe shemeino. It looks like it's stouter, it's a fatter behemoth. Vein noivchim bekirbayim. One cannot blow up the intestines. Bnei ma'ayin hanimkom b'neis atabach. Sheyeroe, because they look rechavim ugdeilim. They look larger than they really are. Vein shayrim bosa b'mayin, shemalbush, shemalbin, it gets white, v'kochush nireshame. It looks like there's more fat to it, which is somehow a plus. Now the Gemara says, ein misha, how did they do this? What was this pool of mishabatin? Hochi targimu tirgumu maya dechizrus. Rashi says, mashkin oiso meisubin. They gave the behema meisubim. Behem neufchim meyeho. And it seems there was gas in this drink. So the behema blew up. Osaro niskov. And that brought about that the seyah was also, it jutted out. And it gave an impression the stouter behemoth. Ziri oma Rav Kahane miskafte. Miskafte kirtzuf. This is a type of a comb that would, by combing the behemoth, is able to make the sail jut out. And again, the behemoth looked stouter than it really was. Shmur shore lemirme tumi lesarbelo. Shmur was matter to sew on fringes on a beged. So that means, now, between you and me, this is the same beged, no, it has fringes on it. It looks fancier, it looks more choshev. You saw that's only a fringe, but and he's charging more for it, but that alone is beautifying the beged. A beged with fringes is takeh more chashuv, and you can charge more money for it. Rav Yude shore lekiskusei karmi. Karmi was begodim mitziorim, and he starched it. So if he starched it, it looked more choshuv. Now again, between you and me, the starching process could be, it cost him 20 cents to starch and he's charging $5 more, but that's irrelevant. It's a nicer beged, and a starch beged is a nicer beged, and if he wants to charge, he's not fooling him. He's selling a nicer product. It's irrelevant how much it cost him to beautify this, but Lamais, it's a nicer product, and if someone is interested in giving more money because of this Yaifi Abeged, it's not called he was fooled. Rabbi Shori Lameda Tzardi. Now this was, they used to press a certain Beged, and it also looked much nicer. Again, it's the same beged, only with a process of pressing that beautified the beged. But again, this is a asset to the beged, and you can ask more money for it. Rabbi Shore Litzlumi Giri, Rabbi was matter to decorate arrows, Chapapa Bashmu, Shore Litzlumi Dikuli to decorate baskets. So, and the reason is because even though the basket between you and me is no difference if it's decorated or not decorated, but upon them, it's a person appreciates the design on the basket, and if he's asking more money for it, then the owner wants to give it, there's no deception. Fragt die Gemorre, wo ein Nanz, Nan, ein Mefaches in Leyes Odom, wo Leyes Abaheim, wo Leyes Akelem. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to color Kalim. So the Gemara says, Lekasha ho bechadati ho ba'atiki. It matters. That means if you have an old Kali, and by coloring it, dyeing it, you are hiding a multitude of chesoines, and so that's called deception. But if you have a new Kali, and you're beautifying the Kali with this design and the dye that you are coloring it, so that is, there's no deception over here. You're talking giving him a better keli, even though if the mila is only, it's nira le'naim, but that is also a mila that one can charge for. Pirches da'odo mahi. What is the case of pirches da'odo? Ki ho dahu avde sove. It was an old Eved. The Ozel Tzove L'Reishe L'Dikne. Now, he had a white beard. He had white hair. And he realized that he won't be sold if people will see him in his shoe colors. He's not Oymed L'Mocher. He's not something to purchase. So he dyed it. And he had the black hair. And he looked like a bocha. Now he's selling himself for an Eved. Also, lekame de rov, omale zivnon, you should purchase me. Omale yiyu aniyim b'nei beisecha. The Mishnah says an oviz that, listen, if you need someone to be mishamish you should get an oni Yisroel. So you're an Eved Knani, could be a very strong and very good, but you are near B'nai Ve'secha. It's Kedai to be Mephanis Aniyah Yisroel. Ebeknani doesn't have a dinner by Yisroel, so he didn't purchase him. Also, Lekame de Rapope Bashmul, he came to Rapope Bashmul, Zovne, he bought him, yeah, that's not Ebeknani, fine, he bought him. Yoimachat, one day, he told him, Ashkion Meir, you should go and bring water. Now, to bring water didn't mean to go to the faucet and fill up a pitcher. It meant there was a journey to go down to fill up some buckets. Ozal, so he was not up to doing such strenuous work. Ozal chivre l'reishe u'ledikne. So he went and he washed himself and he whitened his hair. He took the dye out of his hair and his beard. And then he comes back, the same Eved, which you saw his true colors. Omalechazi, dano koshish me ovich. I'm older than your father. You want me to go all the way down to get water for you? What do you want? I mean, he says, okay. Kori anavshe, so Rapope Bar Shmuel then realized what a metziah he acquired. And he said, Tzadik mitzora nechlots v'yovei achat achtav. Rove was nitzor. Rove went, you know, a Mishnah novice. He doesn't know any cheshboines. He looks young and strong. Rove knew the Mishnah novice. He had niyim b'dei v'isech. Don't invest in the name of Knani. I was a neighbor chochem. So now, that's the price I'm paying. Zukt Rashi. Kirtzov, Hashtele Balasis, a type of a comb, Le Mir Metumi, Le Sarbara, Franzish, these are fringes, Le Afoisoi, Oisanloi, Tlai Mechute Meshi Sovit. These fringes hung on the end of the back of the Sachsuche, and freisha belas b'meisubim. This is a type of a starch. Kami begodim hametziyorim lemeidak tzrodi lahodik bigday canvas to press them together b'makveseit sheyero chuton dak, so that this pressing process made that the chutim looked like thin chutim. Letzlumigiri letzayachitzim the kulisalim biscuits. Bechadeti muter shein eluliyafes. The only thing that you're accomplishing is you're beautifying the keli. Baroitzel lahoisif al demayim b'shvil yoifyom. Even though it's only, it's not a better keli, it's a nicer keli. Michael also, he's Michael, that means, even though it's not called he's overcharging, he's getting not a better keli, but a nicer keli. Batiki also, shegoynevesayim shenirim kachadoshim, that means, the dying process, it covers a multitude of cheshoynes. Tzovei shoyis ekonei lovam, his beard was white, v'tzovei shochel, and he made it black. Venire ke bocha. And then there's such a good job. So he looked like a young bocha. Zibnon knei oisi le'eve knani. Levet. Knani yoye. Le'eve divri osa la'chachub m'sheine yoyevonek. There's no such concept of an eve divri. I mean, l'chayev in the Gemara, it seems he wasn't an eve divri because Rava told him, "Amishni yani b'nei beisechem." He's an eved ivri. It's also ani b'nei beisechem. Rashi says, "Bechlal, b'zman sheni yovel noig." There's no concept of an eved ivri. So it was an eved knani. The Rashi says, "He doesn't understand. How could it be an eved knani? That means if he belonged to a previous adin." So he belongs to the Adam. How can he sell himself to this Adam? He belongs to someone else. And if the Adam was Meshacherim, so he's a Yid. So it's what's the Yenim and Eve Secha. So the Rashba wants to say that, very interesting, that his Adam was Meshacherim, was Mafkerim, I'm sorry, not Meshacherim, it was Mafkerim. He didn't write a Get Shicha. So Lemaises, so he doesn't, the Adam doesn't have any mumminess in him because he was mafkerim, but he's not a Yisrael because it's a kinyanissa. That's what. At first I thought maybe he wants to sell himself for an eved knani. Konoisi leeved, purchase me for an eved. He's selling himself. Could be as a goy. He's selling himself an eved knani. But then I realized the Gemara doesn't say like that because the Gemara says Adahu Avde Sove. He was an eved before, it would seem. Yeah, vi ani b'nei beisecha mishnehi toivli lefanes ani yisrael v'shem shuni diknei zekonei tzadik mitzor anechlotz ze rove. Agavuche the achroinim have a shaila. The Minchas Chinuch says that an eved knani is an issa. The Rambam says it's an issa to dye your hair outside silbash keva simlas isha. It's an issa de reise. That's what the Rambam says, and the Minchas Chinuch says that an eved knani is mitzuvah anisurim. So it's also was. So the Shaila was, if he was allowed to do this, he wasn't to El Saibas, I mean, he wanted to fool the person he was sold to. Walk upon him, Odron Allah Hazor. Zok the Mishnah Baita, Ezeo Neshech, Ezeo Tarbis. Ezeo Neshech. We started off with the Pasuk speaks about Neshech. Pasuk speaks about tarbis. Kaspacha loisitin lebeneshech, sarbis loisitin ochlecho. So now the Mishnah starts elaborating. Is a neshech veize tarbis, and then it goes to neshech. Is a neshech. Hamal ve sela behei dinrim. They're dalet dinrim in a sela. And he's lending it, and he's kaitzit that you're going to pay me back 5 dinrim. That's by kesef, by money. Or, sosayim chitim b'sholesh, or he's lending him Macholim, Chitim, he's lending him 2 saw, and he should pay him back 3 saw. Also, Mibneishu Neishech, because he's Neishech. So somehow the Mishnah started with Neshech and Tarbis and elaborated on Neshech. Vezeu Tarbis, and this will be called Vezeu Tarbis. The Mishnah is not speaking about Tarbis the Eraiser. We'll see from the case. The Mishnah is speaking about Aribis the Rabbono. Hamarbe Beperis. He's accumulating more money through Mechiras, through Peiris. Ketzad. Lokach himeno chitim bedinur zovaku v'chein hasham. Now let us just say for 1 minute what happened, what really happened. Lokach himeno chitim bedinur zovaku v'chein hasham. That means Reuven comes to Shimon, and he wants to buy a cool chitim for a dinner zov. V'chein hashar, and that's the price. The price is now there's a market that you can go to the store and you can purchase a cool of chitim for a dinner zov. Fine. So there was a transaction of a purchase between you and me. The Reuven that went to Shimon, Shimon had no intent of selling him chitim at the present time. Shimon needed a dinner zov. That's what Shimon needed. So Shimon really wanted a dinner zov, and he'll have to pay up. Then he'll have, that will be his headache. But at the present time, he needs a dinner zov. But al kaponim, the transaction, that was the intent of Shimon. He wanted a dinner zov now. He doesn't have chitim, even though there's a market of chitim, but he's not interested of going and buying chitim now. He needs a dinner zov to pay his electric bill. Okay, but we have here, outwardly, there's a transaction of Mekach and Memkach. He's purchasing a cool chitim for dinner zov, which is a very, and there's a market that one can acquire a cool chitim for dinner zov. Fine. Omdu chitim belamadinrim. And the abmach was that he has to give him these chitim in 6 months, which Shimon is very happy with this. He hopes in 6 months he'll be able to pay. Omdu chitim belamadinrim. Om aloi tenli chitai, give me my chitim, give me my chitim. So now, if the story would end over here, so even though Shimon now has to go and take out of his pocket, he never bought chitim for 6 months ago, he needed the dinner zov for his own tzrochim, so now he has to go and purchase chitim for 30 dinrim. But that's no problem. That is mutter. That is mutter, and we'll see why. I shall explain why. And he comes and says, "Ten li chitai." But he says, "You know, I really don't need chitim now. Sheni reitzel lemoichon. I really want to sell the chitim, which are now worth 30 dinrim. V'likach behen yayin. I want to buy yayin. I want to buy yayin for lamed dinrim." So I don't have any money now, so I need the chitim to sell them and get yayin for lamadinrim. Amale, this Shimon is elated. The Mezek Bahu doesn't want the chitim, he just wants yayin for lamadinrim. Amale, hare chitech asuya salai bishloishim. That means, I owe you chitim of lamadinrim, v'heilucha etzli ben yayin, so forget. So you will, I'll sell you 2 yayin for lamed dinrim. It's a lady. The yayin ain't loy, and he doesn't have any yayin. So this is also, and this is a ribis darabonon, and we have to see the Gemara by this is. Eizehu nesher Shunoshech. Now Rashi wants to explain the translation of Neshech, which the Torah uses when it speaks about taking interest. But Rashi says the sheirish of the word Neshech is Shuhu Neshech. He's biting. He's taking away. The Shokel Minei Mai Deloyoyblei. He's taking away from him something that he never gave him. He Sela Bahi Dindrim. He's taking away an extra dinner. Now, the Mishnah says later, Hamarbe bepeiris, Hamarbe schar la'atzmai bepeiris. And this is a case of Mekach HaMemko, which is a ribis tarabon. Big more meforish, the bavos kesef oi peiris. Now, we started off, the Mishnah is saying that a case of ribis is by a ribis tarabon of Mekach HaMemka. Begmar meforish to bavos kesav e peiris na mihavi tarbis, that there is a ribis diereise by havos kesav e peiris. Sharei misrabe mamoinoi. So that means that, and as we'll see later, as the sugya progresses, and if the Torah said, the Torah said in every ribis, there are two things being done wrong. One, the loiv is being nechsar, is being neishach. Number two, the malve is gaining extra money. And each, there's an issa for each one. So, ubigmar mefarsh the bavos kesav e peiris nami avet tarbis. So you didn't have to jump to ezer tarbis amarbe be peiris. Sherei misrabe mamoinai, it's misrabe mamoinai. So you don't have to jump to a ribis tarabonon. Och a ribis tarabonon kamafarsh terech mekach umemka. Here we're speaking about a ribis tarabonon derech mekach umemker. Mekach HaMemka means he's giving him money and he's getting back a commodity, he's getting back chitim. That is not halvo, that is Derech Mekach HaMemka. So Derech Mekach HaMemka is already a Darabon. Dinner Zohov, Chof Hei Dinner Kesef, Becheina Shab. Kach Hoyu Nimkorim Beir. That was the market price was dinuzo, vohuta loy losais mois achsho. So this is permissible to give now a dinuzo, amenas litain loise chitim kol yamois achshone, bedomim alo kishir moiso. That means this is permissible. He gave me a dinuzo to get back a kul, so I'm permitted to give him a kul the whole year, even though the kul might be worth more than a dinar zov when I give it to him. And it's permissible, v'av abishach shav ein lechitim, even though he doesn't have chitim now. So, theoretically, I'm getting from him a chof hei dinrei kesef, and I'm going to pay him back lama dinrei kesef, which is a ribis. But this is mutter. Why is this mutav? Avu bishach shav ein lechitim. This nam bepilkin yotzo hashar poiskin. As long as there's a market that is selling now a kul chitim for chofei din rei kesef, so you're allowed to make such a transaction. I can sell you now a kul chitim. Va'af al pi she'ein lozeh. How could I sell you a kul chitim? I don't have chitim. Oh, but yesh lo zeh. But there is a market that one can now acquire a kul chitim. V'yochel ha-moicher ha-loz. This moicher, liknoisam ato b'mois halolo. That means he has money. There's a market that he could acquire Now, a kuchitim, so we consider, so you can sell such a thing. I can sell such a thing. I mean, since there is a market, and since he gave me money to purchase, so there could be some sort of a transaction now, that to assume that Keilu de Lekeach acquired a kuchitim now. Amdu chitim la'achas man belamadinrim. Now chitim is lamadinrim. Amalei ten li chitai. Vizu muteresi. This is also muter. Im nosan lo chitim. If you give him chitim, even though chitim are now worth lamadinrim, but this is muter because we consider keilu the Lekeach acquired chitim when they were chavei dinri keset, and at b'shusa in this yaker, that means so it's I acquired chitim and they're my chitim, and now my chitim became worth more money. So this would be muta avol pisuk hayayim, but to make now a new transaction to sell him wine for 30 dinrim. Shepoisik loy losis behem, also, hoyil ve'enlor. Here, since he's not giving him now money, and he doesn't have wine, shema yoker hayayim. Maybe wine will become, that means if I would know that wine would not become more expensive, so we could do this, I can sell him wine now also. Because the most he's getting is a value of 30 dinrim, which is muta. But the wine could become more expensive. And now he's not giving him money for the yayin. The money for the wine is the kul chitim, which became worth more. Fa'af al pi shepoisik imoy kishar hayayin shalachshav. Even though he made up with him, now he should give him wine for lamed dindrim, and that is the price of wine. Ukva yotza hasha, afalpikein, this is also the Gemara meforish taimen. The Gemara is going to explain why this is also. Awesome.